Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again. And to greet you, as always, the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Oh, what a joy. What a joy it is of mine and Debbie's to be here with you, to meet with you at this time and this way, at this place, to share from the Word of God, to just simply to encourage you, to point men to Christ and to seek to build Christ in men. What a great joy. What a great joy that is for me and my beloved. And Debbie and I are happy that you've tuned in, happy that you've made a choice. You have made a choice to join with us, and that's something, friend. That is something we never take for granted. We trust that our time together will be a blessing, will bring glory to God, will edify the believer, and oh, how I pray that it brings someone to know Christ as their Savior today. Hey, I've opened my Bible, the book of Acts, chapter 16, a very familiar passage of Scripture to Bible readers. I don't know, I'm going to read 4, 5, 6 verses of Scripture there and take a text and share a message that God has laid upon my heart. Now, friend, listen, we're running out of time. This day of grace, this age of grace is slowly and surely and, well, I'm going to say quickly rather than slowly, coming to its end. I mean, it's been around since the cross. It's been around since that virgin birth and the death, burial, and the resurrection of our Savior. But I want you to know this day and age of grace is soon going to be behind us. And listen, sir, ma'am, if you've tuned in this morning, this old country preacher, maybe the first time you've ever heard my voice, if I were you, I'd stick around. If I were you, I'd see what God has for me. If I were you and I was lost, I'd see what this preacher's talking about when he's trying to tell you how to be saved. Look, Debbie's going to do a song, one of our favorites, one of her best. The title of it is Saved by His Grace. If you'll stick with me and meet me in Acts chapter 16, I'll share my message with you in just a few moments of time, and I'll tell you how to be saved. Enjoy the song, folks.
I was standing alone in the darkness. Jesus had stepped in the light. He said that I could be justified if by faith I believed. My heart was so heavy, then the burden was lifted. Now free from guilt and shame. That's when I found mercy and grace. I found it in Jesus' name. Grace, grace, that's what I was after. I found grace when I met the Master. He took me in, gave me peace within. Now I'm saved by grace. No longer do I stand in the darkness. No longer a sinner am I. Freely He gave, so I could be saved. Peace and joy now abide. For all have sinned and come short of His glory. By His blood we're redeemed. I realized I've been set free by faith through His grace. After I found grace when I met the Master, He took me in, gave me peace within. Now I'm saved by grace. For all have sinned and come short of His glory. By His blood we're redeemed. I realize I've been set free. His grace, I have been saved. By faith I am saved. I'm saved by His grace. Saved by His grace.
Now Thank you, Debbie. How true that is. You know what? That's exactly what the Word of God says. We are saved by grace through faith, that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now listen, sir, ma'am, you may have started the day in the lost column, but you can end the day in the found column. I am told that when the Titanic went down and when the efforts to recover and rescue was implemented back at that great freight liner's office, there was a list that was posted, and it was titled Lost and Found. Now listen, those people that went down in the North Atlantic, in those cold waters of the North Atlantic, some of them were never found. Some of them were never rescued. Now listen, friend, I'm telling you, God sent His Son today. God sent His Son for me and you, for sinners. And sir, ma'am, listen, you can be saved today if you choose to, in the book of Acts chapter 16. And let me give you my text before I even read my text passage. I'm going to talk to you today, the good Lord willing, about this. All a sinner needs to know. All a sinner needs to know. All that you need to know is found in this passage of Scripture for you to be saved. Do you hear me? For you to be saved. Listen to what the Word of God says in verse 25 and following the book of Acts chapter 16. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Now listen, I wish I had a time to tell you what brought them here, what kind of situation they found themselves in. These men of God on a mission for God, searching for lost souls, telling people the good news that Jesus saves. And here they were in prison. Their back was bruised and beaten and bloody and torn. And here they were singing, no doubt, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But listen. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. And then he, speaking to the jailer, who was about to commit suicide, then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling, fell down before Paul and Silas, and listened to this, and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And listen now, this is all a sinner needs to know. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Oh, friend, I'm telling you today, if you're lost and undone, you need Jesus as your Savior. If you've never found yourself somewhere before God's throne of grace, on your knees, on your face, sitting, standing with your head bowed, whatever the case may be, your heart broken, your spirit convicted, you realize that if you were to long to die in the place and the shape that you're in, you'd die lost for a long eternity. And you know, want to do that. You don't want to die lost. You want to go to that place and that Jesus has gone to prepare, that place that we refer to as heaven. Listen, friend, what a great passage of Scripture. I mean to tell you, this is one of the greatest questions that man has ever asked. It's one of the greatest questions that the Word of God contains and has recorded. It's simple. It's simple in the asking. It's so profound, though, in the result, if you do what you know conviction is telling you to do, what good sense tells you to do, and what the Word of God and the Spirit of God tells you to do. This Philippian jailer, listen, I wish I had time to develop this and slow down and take my time, but I don't, because time's limited on this program. But I want you to know this Philippian jailer, listen, he figured it was up for him. I mean to tell you, when he opened his eyes and saw the prison that he was in charge of, in the shape that it was, he knew that death was his only option. Thank God for a man of God. Two men of God, actually, by the name of Paul and Silas said, "Hey, look, look," doesn't call him by name, but he said, "Do thyself no harm." Hey, I'm going to tell you something, sir, ma'am. You that are living in sin, you that are following your path, like Isaiah 53:6 says, all we like sheep have gone astray, and here it is, we have turned everyone to his own way. Hey, you've decided to go away, but what's it getting you? It's getting you tears and heartache and heartbreak. Hey, listen, you're discouraged, depressed, you're downhearted. I mean, the devil and sin and that path has robbed you of your youth, of your strength, of your beauty, of your power, of your money for some of you, of your health, some of you, of your home. Oh, but listen, thank God. Thank God. Now listen, I've got something that you need to know. In fact, when you get down to it, it's all that the sinner needs to know. And this Philippian jailer, when they heard Paul and Silas say, "Do thyself no harm," he asked, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" Now I want you to look at that word. It's in this passage twice. It's there in verse 30 and verse 31. "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ," Paul said, "and thou shalt be saved." Now what do you mean being saved, preacher? What I need to be saved from? What in the world do I need to be saved from? Well, I could tell you a lot of things, but I need to stick, no doubt about it, with my message. Hey, you know what saved means? I mean, it has within it the idea of being rescued. That's what Jesus is, a Savior. He's a deliverer. He is a rescuer. Hey, listen, you that are lost, meaning you that have never trusted Christ as Savior, it means that you're in the wrong place. It means that you're in a place that's not good for you. You're out of place, friend. You're out of place, if you will. It means that you have a need to be saved. You have a need to be rescued. You're away from the right place. And here's one of the key features about this. You're unable to find by yourself the right way. Isn't it good that the Word of God says, in fact, it's the Word of God Himself, Jesus Christ, in Luke 19:10, when He said, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost." If you're lost, friend, you're in need of salvation. If you need to be saved, it means that you're spiritually destitute, meaning that you're alienated from God. You're away from where God intended for you to be. You're not what God designed you to be. It means that you need saved. Just like that old Philippian jailer said, "What must I do to be saved?" It means you're separated from God and can't find the right way to Him, and that you need help. Oh, aren't you glad for that old song that John Newton wrote, that old converted slave trader, when he said, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, and blind, but now I see." Hey, can I tell you what religion is? Religion is simply a failed attempt by man to find his way back to God. It's a failed attempt to find God on his own ways and means. I mean to tell you, religion creates a false sense of safety, of not being lost, by allowing people or requiring people to achieve a certain goal by self-effort and by self-determination, which they believe puts them on a higher plane of existence, and then, friend, they'll have a place. They think they'll reach a place where they're saved or no longer lost. Can I tell you what religion is? Friend, it's something that offers a false sense of security. But I want you to know that if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. I want to explain that as quickly and as simply as I can. But can I tell you this before I do? All of us are lost. We're born that way. Do you hear me? We're born that way. We're born lost. We can't help it. Bless God, that's our nature. We can't find a way back to God without help. We can't find the right way. I mean, the Bible tells us, 2 Corinthians 4:3, that the God of this world have blinded our minds. We may want help, but we don't know how to get it on our own. That's why God sent His Son. That's why God sent His Spirit. That's why God sent me to you today, is to tell you, friend, listen, you need to be saved, and by the grace of God, you can be saved. Now listen, all a sinner needs to know is number one, why he needs to be saved. I've already told you that, because you're a sinner. The Word of God tells us in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. When we're birthed into this world, regardless of who our mother and father are, we receive that fallen nature. And that fallen nature that they receive from their parents, and their parents all the way back to Adam and Eve in the garden. Our federal, our representatives of the human race, our federal heads, if you will. And listen, we're born that way. But there comes a day in our life when we mature, when we come to the point of life where we can understand right from wrong, where we could understand even more than that we need a Savior. And I pray that this day, that's why God led you here. That's why you've tuned in. You're realizing you're lost. You're missing something. You've not got what life has to offer. You know there's got to be something better. Hey, listen, you're a loss because you're a sinner. You were born that way. But not only the why, but the what. What do you need, preacher? Well, I mean, what do I need, preacher? Well, I'll tell you what you need. You need a Savior. You need somebody that can rescue you. You need somebody that can deliver you. You need somebody that can bring a change about in your life. You need somebody that can break the bonds of sin, break the bonds of addiction, break the bonds of lust, break the bonds of the power that sin and Satan and your fallen nature has over you. How many times, sir, ma'am, have you said, well, I'm going to quit this or I'm going to quit that, and your intentions were good? I mean, to tell you, you wanted to do what was right. Maybe you made it good for a day, maybe three, maybe a week or a month, but all of a sudden, that power overtook you and you fell right back into that same place that you didn't want to fall into. It's because you didn't have the power to overcome that. But can I tell you, friend, listen. Hey, listen. What do you need? You need a Savior. You need someone to seek you out. Someone that can find you. And someone that can rescue you when He does. And you know who that is? I bless God. That's a man by the name of Jesus. Hey, you know who Jesus was? He was God's Son. He was the Son of God. But He was God the Son. How wonderful that is. Jesus was, according to the Word of God, the only begotten Son. The Bible said in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14 continues to say, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I'm telling you, listen, God sent His only begotten, one of a kind Son, if you will, into this world through a virgin's womb. Now you say, preacher, can you explain to me the virgin birth? No, I cannot. Bless God, it's a mystery higher than me, higher than any other man. But I'll tell you what God's called me to do. He didn't call me to explain it, but He called me to declare it. I'm here to tell you that God found a virgin, lived in a town by the name of Nazareth, by the name of Mary, who was pure and sinless, who had never known man, and the Holy Ghost overshadowed her, implanted within her womb. Bless God, that holy thing who came forth 9 months later, wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger, who had the angels to rejoice over His coming, the wise men to offer Him gifts as a little child, and the world to wonder about Him for 33 and a half years. He told men plainly by what He did and by what He said who He was. And you know what the Bible said? That He was the Savior who came to seek and to save that which is lost. Now listen, can I tell you what Paul didn't do when the Philippian jailer said, "What must I do to be saved?" He didn't say you have to understand theology. Didn't have to understand and define justification, redemption, salvation, all those kind of things. He said this. He said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." So you see, why do you need to be saved? Because you're lost. What does that mean? Hey, listen, to be lost, you need a Savior. Who is the Savior? He is Jesus. And you say, how does He save? Well, He saves by grace through faith. He saves by the life that He lived, the death that He died, and listen, the life that He now lives. It was grace in my life when I learned these things. Number one, that Jesus died for me. What a wonderful thing that was for me to discover years ago when I was a sinner needing to be saved by grace. It was not only wonderful to know that Jesus died for me, but it was a great day when I found out that He died as me. He died as my substitute. He took my place. He mounted a cross that had my name on it. He died a death that I should have died. He carried my penalty, my shame. He suffered my separation from God. He endured my hell, if you will. Took my place. Was buried in a borrowed tomb. But glory, hallelujah, I'm the third and appointed morning. He came out from among the dead, and He lives. And He lives forevermore. Can I tell you, sir, ma'am? It was a great day, not only when I found out He died for me and as me, but it was a great day that He lives to keep me saved. Hey, you know what? I'm saved because of His death, but I am kept saved because of His life. Hallelujah! As long as I'm in Christ and I'm in Him forever, as long as He lives, I'll live as well. So look what we've got. We've got all a sinner needs to know. We've come to understand why a sinner needs to be saved, because he's lost. And you know what he needs because he's lost? He needs to be saved. Who's going to save him? It's a man by the name of Jesus. How's he going to do that? He's going to do that by the life, death, the burial, and the resurrection. That is his. And we listen. We just trust Christ. Look, it's not enough to know about him. You got to trust him. You got to cast yourself on him and say, "I'm trusting in him." But you say, "When, preacher?" Well, bless God, do it now. Don't wait another minute. Don't wait another moment. Just bow your head, humble your heart, and say, "God, I'm telling you, something's going on in me. I'm feeling strange. Hey, there's a fear about dying lost. But this preacher says that you'll save somebody like me." His wife sang about being saved by your grace, and I want to be saved. And you say, "Where can I do it, preacher?" Now, just like I told you, right here, right now, where you at? I don't know where you're at. I don't know what your situation is. You may be on the road, pull over. You may be at home, find you a place to pray. You may be at work. Hey, listen, take this in a lighthearted way. Take your smoke break and bless God, find Jesus. Go to the bathroom and pray. Multitudes of people prayed in the bathroom. Do you know that? One more praying there won't hurt. Hey, listen, just meet Jesus, would you? You'll find in the Word of God the morning, noon, or night. people came to Jesus. And you know what He'd do? He'd save them. Bless God, He'd save you. The Bible said, whosoever's called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can call upon the Lord like the publican did. We read about in the book of Luke where he wouldn't so much as even lift up his eyes to heaven, smote himself on the breast and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You might be like Peter who walked on the water of the Galilee heading to Jesus who was walking on the water. He began to seek and he said, Lord, save me. The Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus said, whosoever he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. And the Bible again said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Humble your heart, sir, ma'am. Bow your head and say, God, I'm a sinner. Right now, the best I know how, I repent of my sin. By faith, I receive Christ as my Savior. Thank you for dying for me. Help me to live for you. I love you and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God will save you if you'll call on Him. God will save you if you'll go to Him. Run to Him. Run to Him right now. Here's all you need to know. You're lost and Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. Hey, write and let me know. We'll get until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEVBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.